Hello everyone, I'm Jimmy. Usually, we might meet someone for the first time, whether it's in a bar, a party, a musical concert, or whatever places.
我们经常会遇到一些陌生人，比如说在聚会、酒吧、音乐会或者其他什么地方。
So it's very common to talk to them for a while if you want to know them for a bit.
经常会跟一些陌生人打个招呼，如果你想认识他们的话。
So what do you usually say? Well, I guess you might start by, how's it going? How are you? How are you doing? Yeah, these are ways you're fine.
可能很多朋友啊都会从这些平常的方式来打招呼，问问别人最近怎么样啊，过得还好吧。
But what if people say, I'm good, not bad?
那如果对方可能回答就一个字或者是两个字
Not bad, good, 还行吧还好吧，
这样就冷场了，非常尴尬了，下面也不知道该说些什么了。所以说闲聊也是有技巧的，
Small talk really matters。
那今天呢，我们来听一下这一段对话。在对话中，我们会听到两位陌生人是如何一步一步的闲聊，进而成为了熟人。
And without further ado, let's listen.Is this your first time at the conference?
No, I came here last year.
What about you?
First time for me.
I'm Mark, by the way.
Hi, Mark. I'm Jessica.
Very nice to meet you.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
How long have you been living in China?
Oh, I don't live here. I'm just here for the conference.
You've come a long way just to attend a conference.
Yes, indeed. But I've also got some other client meetings lined up.
So how long are you in town for?
I'll be in Shanghai for 3 days, then off to Beijing and Shenzhen for a few days.
Oh, a busy schedule. Is this your first time in China?
Yes, it's been amazing so far in terms of work. Hopefully, I'll have some time to explore the cities too.
You should. I can give you some recommendations if you like.
That'll be great.
今天的对话中出现了一些很有用的商务词汇，我们来看一下这些单词。
Conference.
Conference. 重音在第一个音节。Conference.会谈，正式的会议，而 meeting 一般指的是一种非正式的聚会， conference 是一种比较正式的商谈。
Indeed.
Indeed. 确实，的确，一般可以用来进行强调，比如 It's indeed important. 确实很重要。
Schedule.
Schedule. 这是美式的发音，英国人一般发作 Schedule.
Schedule.
工作计划，日程安排。
Recommendation,
recommendation, 重音在 d 上面。
Recommendation,
推荐介绍。
Amazing,
amazing, amazing, 令人称奇的，惊叹的。
Explore,
explore, 注意单词中的 p 这里没有送气，发作像 b 一样，所以读作 explore,
explore,
探索，探究。
And the conversation is a perfect example of how do we have a small talk.
在对话中呢，出现了很多关于闲聊的必备短语。我们来看一下第一句。
Is this your first time?
This sure.
连起来，音节之间发生了同化。
Is this your first time?
First time at the,
特别了，
at the conference.
Is this your first time at the conference?
声调。
No, I came here last year.
Last year, 还是同化。
Last year, I came here last year.
What about you?
你呢？经常用来回应别人，都可以用 What about you? 你呢？
How are you?
I'm good.
What about you?
First time for me.
第一次过来，非常简单的一个回答。
First time for me.
I'm Mark, by the way.
顺便说一下，我叫 Mark.
I'm Mark, by the way. So we see Mark is actually greeting Jessica by saying, Is this your first time at the conference?
那其实我们在对话中看到了 Mark 在跟 Jessica 对话的时候，首先问了他，你是第一次来这个会议吗？随后才自报家门，
I'm Mark by the way.
顺便说一下，我叫 Mark。 在日常的闲聊中，我们都会用 I'm by the way 来进行打招呼。
And Jessica is responding, Hi Mark, I'm Jessica. Very nice to meet you.
Meet you, 连起来，很高兴见到你。
Very nice to meet you. Where are you from?
Chicago.
注意，不是 Chicago， 由于芝加哥这个地名最早来源于法语，所以说按照法语的原来发音发作 Chicago。
How long have you been living in China?
很快 Have you been living in?
How long have you been living in China?
在中国待了多久了？现在完成时 Have you living in China?
Oh, I don't live here.
Don't 省略了
I don't live here.
I'm just here. H 省略不要了
Just here
连过来
I'm just here for the conference.
专门过来参加会议的
So we can say I'm here for or I'm just here for something orDoing something.
For example, I can say, I'm here for the class. 我来这儿呢是上课的。So Jessica is very surprised by saying, you've come a long way. You've come, 连起来 you've come a long way.
Just to attend a conference.
You've come a long way just to attend a conference.
So come a long way, meaning that you're traveling so far.
大老远的跑过来 come a long way.
Yes, indeed.
确实是这样
Indeed.
But I've also, 连起来
But I've also got,
特别了
I've also got some other,
连起来
I've also got some other client meetings lined up. But I've also got some other client meetings lined up.
不过也安排了其他的一些会议 lined up. 这一行程可是够忙的
Busy schedule. So how long are you in town for?
这句话比较简单，也没有什么连读。
I'll
连起来。
I'll be in Shanghai for 3 days, then off
连起来
，then off to Beijing and Shenzhen for a few days. I'll be in Shanghai for 3 days, then off to Beijing and Shenzhen for a few days.
Oh, a busy schedule. 这行程确实够忙。
Busy schedule.
You can also say a busy schedule.
Is this your first time? Is this your?
连起来
First time in China? Is this your first time in China?
Yes,
it's been,
连起来
It's been amazing.
Been amazing so far
in terms of work.
目前为止啊，就工作而言非常的顺利
Hopefully,
经常放句首希望啊
Hopefully, I'll have some time to explore the cities.
To explore the cities too.
You should,
确实要去看看。
I can give you some recommendations.
音节比较长啊，慢慢读。
Recommendations. I can give you some recommendations.
连起来。
Recommendations if. I can give you some recommendations if you like.
That'll be, 连起来。
That'll be great.Okay, and now we've been looking at how do we sound native, and why don't we look at collocations in use?
现在我们来看一下经典表达。
And in today's collocations in use, we have actually 3 very useful colloquial phrases that we're going to use in everyday life. Let's take a look at some of those.
我们来看看这三个表达。
The first one, a long way, a long way from a place. So it can be very long distance,
可以是很长的距离。当然也可以有它的比喻的含义。
For example, we're a long way from anywhere here.
我们离这儿还远着呢。在下面这个例句中呢，用的是它的比喻的含义。
For example, we've come a long way since the early days of the project. Come a long way
就是一个固定的表达
means make a lot of progress.
取得了很大的进步，取得了很大的进展。
自从这个项目啊早期以来 Since the early days of the project We've come a long way
我们就已经取得了很大的进展
The second phrase Lie somebody or something up So if you lie something or somebody up Meaning you're gathering them Usually to make it happen
就是我们经常说的组织邀请邀集
And For example I can say Mark has a job lined up when he left college
Mark 大学毕业时工作就有着落了
Lined up 就是已经准备好了已经组织好了 We've lined up some excellent speakers for tonight
今晚我们邀请了很多优秀的演讲家
Line up 在这里就表示邀请邀集 And the third one is schedule You can also say schedule
注意美音发作在这个词上面美音和英音的差别非常大美音读作 schedule 英音读作 schedule.
So a schedule or a schedule is actually your timetable,
你的工作计划或者日程安排。
For example, how can he fit everything into his busy schedule?
他是怎么把所有的事都安排在那么繁忙的计划当中？
Fit something into,
把什么放在里面。
Fit everything into his busy schedule.
所以 schedule 一般可以和 busy 搭配繁忙的计划 busy schedule.
Schedule 表示计划预定完成的时间。
那如果我们提前完成了或者是延后完成了我们可以说 ahead of schedule or behind schedule, meaning before or after the planned time.
The new bridge has been finished 2 years ahead of schedule.
新桥提前两年完工。
The new bridge,
桥是被建的所以说用被动语态 be finished。同时呢还有一个现在完成时的被动语态 has been finished。
Ahead of schedule,
提前完工。今天的语法部分我们讲一个词组 in terms of, 从什么什么角度就什么什么而言。一般呢我们用 in terms of 这个短语啊可以用来引起一段新的话题。
For example, in terms of work,
比如在对话中就说到 It's been amazing so far in terms of work. 就工作而言目前都是比较顺利的比较好的
It's been amazing so far in terms of work.
所以说我们在谈论一件事情的时候啊，经常可以用这个短语来引起一个新的话题。一般呢我们可以放在句首、句中或者是句尾。我们来看几个例子。
The job is great in terms of salary, but it has its disadvantages.
就薪水来说 in terms of salary,
the job is great,
这份工作很好但是呢也有不好的地方
disadvantages,
缺点不足。
In terms of cost, how much were you thinking of charging?
就价格方面你觉得收多少合适
In terms of cost,
cost 就是花费成本。
How much were you thinking of charging?
Charge 就是定价收费。
If you really want to get the job, think only in terms of what you can do for your future employer.
如果你确实想得到这份工作的话，想想你能为你未来的雇主做些什么。
In terms of what you can do,
就你能做的事情而言。
In terms of,
if you really want to get the job, 就是得到这份工作。
Your future employer,
未来的雇主 ,employer 就是雇主。
In terms of 这个短语啊，还有很多类似的短语近义词。We can also say with regards to,
concerning,
regarding, when it comes to.
在今天的对话中，我们学习了如何进行一些 small talk, 闲聊。由于闲聊一般是没有特定的主题，所以说气氛还有话题的选择就非常的重要。
So how to make a small talk?
那么我们应该如何进行闲聊呢
?First is to have perfect preparation,
要做好充分的准备。
Try current events, a favorite trip you've taken, or a non-confrontational topic like cooking. For example, how did you get started in your line of work? Requires a story, whereas, what do you do for a living? Can be answered in just a few words. If you're at the bar, you can say, this is one of my favorite songs,Do you like jazz music? In the classroom, you can say, Do you know when our ass is due? Or if you're at the park, you can say, Beautiful day, isn't it? After the person responds, you can say, I'm John, by the way.
闲聊特别是在问问题的时候是很有讲究的。一般我们可以比如说聊一些 current events, 目前发生的一些事情。或者呢是自己喜欢的一趟旅程 a favorite trip。或者是一些没有冲突的话题
non-confrontational topic。
比如说 cooking, 像烹饪。我们在问问题时尽量问一些开放性的问题。这样就不至于冷场一定要让对方有话可说有故事可讲。
It's all in the eyes. Begin small talk by making eye contact and offering the person a warm and inviting smile.
除了话题的选择之外也要特别注意你的肢体语言 body language 和眼神交流
eye contact,
并且要伴随着你的微笑。那西方人呢经常喜欢露齿的微笑这样表达出真诚的情感。
Getting to know you. Keep your introduction simple. Your name and what you do is enough to bring you into the conversation.
自我介绍要简洁。 一般来说介绍你的姓名和职业就好了。如果大家对你的职业或者是名字感兴趣，会问问题，那么在回答问题的时候，尽量用故事的形式来讲，因为人人都喜欢听故事。
A positive spin. Asking someone about her day, offering a sincere compliment, or keeping the mood light by making the other person laugh are all ways to begin small talk that leads to a positive conversation.
可以多问问对方一天的情况如何，并且要及时的赞美，一定要真诚，保持谈话心情的舒畅，以及可以开些玩笑，用来活跃气氛。